You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Tiffany Hansen. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed a new law this year to give the state's temporary workers more protections and better pay. Labor advocates have complained of unsafe conditions and what amounts to less than minimum wage pay for temp workers who largely provide warehouse labor in the state. With us to talk about how staffing agencies are challenging the law in court and seeking to stop its full implementation is WNYC's Karen Yee. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Tiffany.
So for folks who are unfamiliar with this new law, first of all, just tell us what it does.
Right. The law comes after years of advocacy from labor and immigrant rights groups who kept raising concerns about the working conditions of temp workers. They were saying that temp workers often don't know where they're going to work, take these packed vans to the work site, and that those transportation fees are then deducted from their paychecks. And temp workers, let's remember, are hired by staffing agencies who then contract with third-party companies to provide a flexible workforce. And temp workers typically have no benefits and are not unionized. They're at the bottom of the supply chain and often work in warehouses or logistics. So this law aims to recognize how big this industry has become and regulate it and address some of these concerns. Under the law, staffing agencies have to pay temp workers the same rates and benefits that permanent workers employed at third-party sites receive. Staffing agencies also can't make these unitemized paycheck deductions for meals or transportation, which often leave workers with below minimum wage pay. And importantly, temp workers are now entitled to basic information about where they're going to go work, the company they're going to work for, and what they'll be doing for that day, and how much they're going to get paid.
Let's talk about these staffing agencies I mentioned that are filing a challenge in court. So which agencies are we talking about, and what specifically are they arguing?
The New Jersey Staffing Alliance, the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, and the American Staffing Association all filed a federal lawsuit just days before the first part of the law was going to take effect. And they're calling this law unconstitutional and arguing that the law will ultimately destroy the temp industry in New Jersey. They're asking also a judge to hit pause on the implementation of the law until the case can be fully heard in court. Stephen Harz is a lead attorney on the case. He says the law is unconstitutionally vague, especially one provision that requires staffing agencies to pay temp workers the same pay and benefits as permanent employees at the third-party sites.
It doesn't state what kind of benefits. It doesn't state what level of benefits. It doesn't state what is meant at all by benefit.
Harz says he doesn't disagree with the intent of the law, but also says that he doesn't think staffing agencies need additional regulations. The suit also alleges that the new law breaks the Interstate Commerce Clause, that one state can't tell another state essentially how to do business. And in some cases, staffing agencies are providing temp workers to third-party clients in other states. Harz says the staffing agency will be liable for not following the law, even if its third-party client in, say, New York or Connecticut doesn't disclose how much they pay their workers or what benefits they offer.
Karen, you mentioned that part of the law took effect already. That was back on May 7th. Is that right?
That's right.
So what are staffing agencies required to do so far, and how's that going?
Staffing agencies now have to tell temp workers in writing in English and in the language that they speak the name of the company where they will be working, the kind of work they're going to be doing, how much they're going to get paid, the length of the assignment, basic information, and maybe if also they need special clothing or will be given protective gear training by the third-party site. This is very general information that labor advocates say wasn't previously given to workers, and it helps provide accountability, say if a worker gets injured on the job or isn't paid minimum wage. Reynalda Cruz is a former temp worker and an organizer with New Labor in New Brunswick. She says she's spoken to some temp workers who say staffing agencies aren't following this part of the law.
No. Han dicho que no les han avisado, no les han dado ninguna carta diciéndoles a dónde van a ir ni nada de eso, que todavía no les informan.
Cruz is saying that temp workers have told her staffing agencies aren't giving them these written forms, telling them where they're going to be working or keeping them informed. She says organizations like hers are canvassing to tell workers that this is now the law. Harz, who represents the staffing agency, called this requirement onerous because temp workers may go from one job to another every day and shifts may change, and that's a lot of paperwork for the agencies. He also says that there's no clarity around how this information needs to be translated into other languages.
The rest of the law takes effect in early August, August 5th, right?
Yes, correct.
What will agencies be required to do at that point?
So in August, staffing agencies will have to provide the same pay and benefits to temp workers that full-time employees at the sites receive. And this is the biggest part of the law. The law says that temp workers receive 41% less pay than workers in traditional arrangements. So this is trying to provide some equity. Labor advocates say these protections are crucial because many workers have actually become permanent workers. And this is a way for third-party clients to get a cheaper source of labor without paying out benefits. The lawsuit, interestingly, does acknowledge that 3/4 of temp workers work on a full-time basis at one or more locations. But under the law, staffing agencies have to pay temp workers for 4 hours of pay, even if workers are sent to a third-party site and the client decides not to use the workers that day. There is a hearing in the federal lawsuit next month in June, where a judge could decide whether or not to issue a preliminary injunction and temporarily halt the law's implementation. Governor Phil Murphy's office says the law is meant to treat workers with dignity, and he looks forward to defending it in court.
Karen, thanks so much for digging in on all of this with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Karen Yee covers New Jersey for WNYC. You can read her reporting right now over at Gothamist.com.